we're going to be in very difficult territory today. We think in terms of right and wrong, good and bad. We like to believe we know, and yet we know nothing. So we're going into a territory here that is so deeply important. You must follow. You're going to have to follow me a little deeper, a little further into the forest. We're going into a place that very few people can go. Mentally, emotionally, you can't go there. You're going to have to move spiritually. In the physical world, everything has to appeal to your need for entertainment, the need for there to be something logical for you. And yet, I am telling you, in all of this, there is no logic, there is no reasoning. It is not about following logic and reasoning. It is about coming to a certain place. Jesus has been talking to the Jews, the scribes, the Pharisees. And he talked in terms that were otherworldly. Buddha did the same thing. Lao Tzu, same thing. All great masters do the same thing. He talked about the idea of where I am going, you cannot come. What did he mean by that? Where I am going, you cannot come. He was talking about a particular state of consciousness. A particular place of understanding. Many of you have had many questions about your life. These questions could not be answered because where you were thinking from could not help you to find the answer. Because though the answer is staring us all in the face, we have ears that cannot hear, we have eyes that cannot see, because we live out of the genetic dispensation of our fears and our anger. I cannot say enough to you about this fear, this genetic thing. I find my students very, very much in this genetic fear. And when I try to lift them out or show them another way, they get annoyed at me. They don't believe me. So when you look at the teachings of a Buddha, of Lao Tzu, of Jesus, you see and hear teachings that do not make sense to your senses. Where I am going, you cannot come. What Jesus is saying is that we are laden in our sins. Now, when he uses the word sin, he is not talking just about our actions and where we live from the cruelty of our selfishness, although that is incorporated in it. What is our greatest sin in this lifetime? But to miss this whole opportunity to mature and grow into the light of the spiritual heart, to self-realize, to really understand the nature of everything that is beautiful. and to become one with it. We do not seek that oneness. We live in the debris of our emotionality. We live as a labor, and it is not a labor of love. It is a labor of pain and sorrow, of trying to sustain some kind of means of survival. And because we choose to live in this manner, we miss everything that this life offers. So when a Jesus says or a Buddha says something like, "Where I am going, you cannot come," it is not because you are not worthy. It is because you and I have become unworthy. Living the life we live in fear and hate, in self-righteousness, has caused us to estrange ourselves from consciousness. People are saying to me, "Oh, I want the direct experience." But do you really? Because if you want that direct experience, you're going to have to give up your experience. You can't have both. You can't have the experience of heaven within you, nirvana within you, while living in the hell of your own discontent, living in the hell of your own spiritual duality. It cannot be done. No one can do it. No one. We don't know how to live. We are looking for self-improvement, not awakening. You cannot perfect the imperfect. The human is imperfect. It is what it is, and it lives according to the laws of this nature that we find ourselves in on earth, this order. This order has as a part of its system something called impermanence. Nothing is ever complete here. Everything's in an unfoldment, in a certain divine chaos. One day, a follower of a man who used to teach mind studies came to a Zen master, Soshin. He wanted to ask about the essentials of Buddhism. He was looking for a premise to teach from, because he felt he was right. This mind study thing was about self-improvement. The master said, "Buddhism is not a matter of using your intellect to govern your body. It is a matter of using the moment, this immediate moment, not wasting it with thinking about the past, the present, even the future. It is about letting go of all of that." This is why the ancients exhorted people first to be careful about the use of their time, he said. This means guarding your living, sweeping away all things, whether good or bad, right or wrong, and detaching from the ego, said the master. Furthermore, he went on, "If you wish a new mind, it is good to observe the principle of the law of cause and effect that exists here on earth. For example, if others hate us, we should not resent them. We should not criticize ourselves, thinking why people should hate us for no reason, assuming that there must be a factor in this, some kind of meaning. Maintaining that all things," said the master, "are the result of the effects of cause. We should not make judgments," he said, "based on subjective ideas. On the whole, things do not happen in accord with subjective ideas," said the master. "They happen in accord with the laws of nature. If you maintain awareness of this, your mind, he said, will become very clear. This is deeply important to understand. Jesus said, "Where I go, you cannot come. You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world," he said. "I am not of this world. That is why I told you, you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." What does he mean? If you let the world live in you, you will become very vain and bitter about everything that is beautiful and meaningful. You will think that great truths are blasphemy. You will poo-poo love. You will think it is impossible to achieve. What did he mean? You are from below. I live my life if I am unconscious from the below. I live below in the body, in the mind that governs this body. I live in the impression that there is a deserving and an undeserving. I live in the fear of my past. I live in fear. Living in such a manner tears apart everything that is important. Jesus is not saying, of course, that he is better than. He's saying you live from what you can see, what you can hear, what you can taste, what you can touch. I do not live by that. And if we do not understand what he is teaching, the depth of his teaching, the meaning of his teaching, that he is the one who has come to share with us that which is meaningful, you and I will continue on and die in the sin. The word sin means the missing of the mark. Comes from the idiom of archery. When the arrow leaves the bow, if it hits the bullseye, it is a bullseye. If you miss, it is called sin. It means missing the mark. You and I miss. This is terribly important. Because we let the world live in us. We let the values of the world, the meaning of the world. We become deeply overwhelmed by the idea that we have to sustain our existence, our survival. And we allow it to be such a problem in our life. We want to go into fantasy. We want to believe, oh, this is what I am, not that. We have great fantasies about what our lives are all about and who we are. We never see the exact meaning of our life. Therefore, we sin. You cannot go where I am going, says Jesus, because you let the world live in you. It would be good for you to sit down and really observe how you let the world live in you. The values of the world. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is good? To see how you might participate in the collective unconscious of this whole experience. Giving up your oneness with love for the sake of being knowledgeable about the collective unconscious and what is fair and what is unfair, who is doing right and who seems to be doing wrong. Who knows what's going on underneath everything? Because that's the point of it all. what is really going on underneath everything that we are doing, everything we are thinking, everything that is happening. How do I know I am seeing anything in the light of everything? That's the key. And if I don't see that light, I miss. You are not just a human being. You live inside a human being. And truthfully speaking, when you and I are willing to give up the you, the I, the me, we begin to see that we are pure awareness. We are not a person. We are not a persona. We are not a personality. Yes, the body will take on a persona and a personality. That's what they do. And there's nothing wrong with that. In their world, that is fine. But you and I cannot be tricked into the idea that this is the totality of our life, that this is the meaning of our existence. We cannot be tricked into that, because to be tricked into that is to miss everything that is beautiful. Do not listen to those who would have you believe in survival. Survival will not bring you to the meaning of your existence at all. You are from above. You live in the below. If you sustain that by believing that everything you see is according to the manner of your perceptions, you will not be able to grow, mature, pass through the doors. You will not come from the above. All great masters have given us the above. And everyone in the world has hated those people who have given the call to love. The world hates those who are talking of the other world, the other shore, constantly. Buddha was shunned. Jesus was killed. Gandhi was killed. Socrates was killed. Even Khalil Gibran committed suicide because he could not take this lifetime. How ugly he had become in it. He had had enough. He wrote beauty. He wrote truth. But it was rejected constantly. Anyone teaching the below is respected. Anyone teaching the above is rejected. It is the way of nature. It is the way of this world. It cannot be changed. People will come to me in hospice, hospital work, even my counseling, my students say, "Help me, help me." And when I tell them the truth, they're insulted. They get angry at me. Why? Because they are from below. They want to stay in the below and find the above. It cannot be done. You have to risk being insulted. You have to risk being wrong. The first thing you and I must be willing to sacrifice is our self-righteousness. This is the biggie. Self-righteousness. Righteousness. If you are willing to give that up, your meditations and the meaning of them will change drastically. Live without the need for there to be the comfort of agreement among people. Find your shelter in your heart. Please forgive me. Namaste.